Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, so let's get to the less realistic of the two Mermink offseason.
Are you ready, buddy?
Let's call it the bleep it perfect offseason. And I think you can pretty much guess where that's going to start. Sign Trey Turner. Just sign him. Bryce Harper is desperate to have him. He called him his favorite player in the sport on the TV broadcast. Bryce Harper didn't do that by mistake. Look, but Trey Turner changes the complexion of the team. He's a perfect fit for what they need. Obviously steps right into being a leadoff hitter for this team, and which, you know, enough already with the debates about Schwarber and this and that. And I love, you know, I think Schwarber was a better leadoff hitter than others do, but obviously he's not a perfect leadoff hitter. You know, go sign Trey Turner. I think, you know, he's not someone who is going to get a Bryce Harper type contract. He's, you know, 3 years older than Harper was when he hit the market. He's not the type of player Harper was. I think you could do a, I want to say 6 for $220, but that's probably shooting a little low. I mean, 6 for $240, I think that's a kind of deal that could happen. You know, 38 year, you know, I don't think Turner gets too much more than that. I think the 6 years is fair. Maybe you have to go a seventh. Maybe you can do a team option for a seventh or something like that, or some sort of option. But I'm signing Trey Turner and I'm giving him a lot of money. And that's the first move I'm making this offseason, Jack.
So we'll see. My only take on Trey Turner at this point is that I'm not batting him leadoff. I'm batting him. I'm batting him
second. Okay. So and you're leaving Schwarber, Turner. That'll drive the city crazy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Honestly, it'd be worth it just with the takes.
Thank you.
Can you imagine? Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. This.
But seriously, dude. I
meltdown.
Mean, Schwarber. If you go Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Yeah, let's go. I mean, versus what? Versus what? Turner, Harper, JT.
Sure. Sounds good.
Or Turner.
Schwarber in the cleanup. Oh, I don't know. Put the NL home run leader in the cleanup hole. That's a really crazy thought when you think about baseball and how it's played.
Boring. Yeah. Boring. I want that guy batting
leadoff. Sometimes, you know, sometimes boring is right. Because sometimes 150 years or 140 years of baseball say, you know, that thing kind of makes a little sense. Sometimes, you know, the analytics have been around for a while for a reason.
We're putting him at leadoff.
Yeah. All right. So I'm signing Trey Turner. I think that's a fair number, somewhere in the 36 to 38 a year range. I think that's probably, you know, where he'll come down, and I'm willing to pay it. Obviously, as we talk about backup options, I will say if I'm going for another shortstop, if John's not willing to spend quite as much as I want him to, I would choose Correa over Bogarts just to, I know we kind of went back and forth on that in the other pods, and I like Bogarts. He's probably a more polished player, but I just think Correa with 2 years age wise and the defensive, you know, upside that he has comparatively, like, way better.
Well,
or at least we think he'll age better, if nothing else.
Well, yeah. And I think eventually, like, he transitions to third, like, seamlessly.
Yeah. Like Machado type of thing where he could be a great, great third baseman. So, but I'm signing Trey Turner. All right. So Jack, say goodbye to those draft picks. And now again, this is where I'm making up for it by making some trades and getting some cheap guys in other spots where I would normally spend money. But I'm signing Carlos Rodon too. I'm just freaking doing. So here's the thing, and I'll take you inside the mind of me as it is perfect offseason, which is obviously not nearly as intense or strategic or serious about it as Jack is, but I kept doing it and I have all these trades. I had a trade for a pitcher, a legit ace guy, and I don't want to say his name because I know Jack has a trade for a pitcher in his, and I actually think I know who it is, and I'm going to write it down before we do it because I want to guess. I got to find a piece of paper, but I'm going to do that. I meant to tell him, but I was like, all right, I could do that. And he's cheaper now and you have to pay him later, but we can, you know, save some money here. And then, and I just kept coming back to, like, no, I don't want that. Like, this is my perfect offseason and they can afford to do it. Like, it is not the craziest thing ever. If you give Rodon, I put it as 5 for $165, 5 for $165, 33 a year. So that's fair. Don't you think? You think you could, that's a 33 a year.
I think
he's going to get more.
No,
oh, you think it's a lot. Okay, good. Even cheaper. I'm going into the thing, and I'm hearing something in my ear. Is that there it is. So I have my Baseball Reference page open. A guy I'm going to trade for it. So I don't
know. Oh, you're looking up Baseball Reference?
No, from before. Yeah.
Were you looking at the A war, the B war, the F war? You know, there's A war now.
No, I don't even want to get there. I can't even go there. All right. So you know what? So all right, cheaper then. Give me 5 years, 140, 5 years, 130, whatever. Like, I'm saving even more money than I thought. I'm just doing it. And look, I think there are guys you can trade for, and we'll see if Jack and I had the same idea of the one that he's going to trade for. But to my point I made at the top, if I'm John Middleton, I'm saying this is my offseason. This is my offseason. And we have a chance to win the World Series. We came within two wins of winning the World Series in a year where we weren't even really expecting to. And it's all here. It's all back. Like, yes, the Harper thing, you know, we're going to have to wait a little bit in the season, but he's going to be back this year. He's going to play for this team this year, and he's going to make a difference when it matters most. You just got to get there. Like, go out and buff this team up till you get there. And Rodon's the best guy on the market by far as starters go, other than, you know, how you feel about DeGrom. And, you know, obviously DeGrom is the most talented guy in the market, but I'm personally not going anywhere near that, as we've talked about. Like, a 34-year-old with the, like, how many games has he pitched the last few years? I just can't do that. I think Rodon's really good, like, and I think he's going to age pretty well. And he hasn't, as we've talked about, doesn't have the same sort of miles on his arm that other 30-year-old pitchers have. I think it's a no-brainer. I think, as we talked about, but kind of going in the offseason, I think both of our biggest need was a legit starting pitcher. And I think he just fits the bill so perfectly. And again, it's just money. It's just money, John. That wow. It's just money.
Well, no, believe it or not, it's four draft picks. Like the people, it's not. It's not just money.
I love how you use that as an example. If you want to sign Turner Rodon at the beginning, I was like, get ready, pal.
No, I know. Well, and here's the case for it, and why. Like, listen, it would kill me in the moment, but at the same time, like, you're pretty much holding on to all the top guys at that point anyway. So you like, rather than spending the prospect capital it would take, you're just saving those guys and giving up the chance to draft four other guys
or trading them in other trades.
Right. We'll I know.
I'll get there.
And they've pretty much only like love Brian Barber, love what he's doing. But pretty much the thing that they've corrected the most is just like nailing the first round pick. You know, everything else has just been fine, you know? So, like, sure, you give up second, third, fifth, sixth, but you keep that, obviously keeping the first round draft picks all that matters, because that's where we go to work, pal.
That's exactly right. All right, so right now I'm feeling pretty good. I got Turner and Rodon about my offseason.
Feel pretty good about that. I think they sell some season tickets if that happens.
Yeah, all right, but now I did try and rein it in and not say, all right, I want everybody. Like, I really do understand that if they are going to do this plan, which, again, I would not bank on them signing both Turner and Rodon, but I definitely don't think it's out of the question. Like, there's definitely not a non-zero chance it happens. I do think it is something that could happen. I'm not saying I think it will, but I think it is at least something that's on the table. But if it did happen, the rest of the offseason would have to look something like, I'm being realistic about the rest here, and I'm not trying to, you know, go overboard. So look, thanks, buddy. All right. So I'm signing one more starting pitcher, but I'm going to wait out the market. You know, it's one of those where there's a lot of guys I like certain levels. I don't think I'm getting Stripling or Taijuan Walker cheap enough or a one-year deal, but maybe. Like, those are my top two guys in terms of if I can get, and I might even go 2 years on those guys if it's not a crazy number, and spend a little extra, like I said. But I want those to be the top guys on the market. If not, I'm waiting out whether a Lyles, a Quintana, someone like that kind of, you know, shakes free for a one-year deal that I don't feel too bad about. But I need to add another pitcher, especially with the, you know, we've talked about wanting to get Wheeler, wanting to get Noel, those guys kind of extra rest as the season goes on. And then I'm taking another shot. And look, I think Falter is going to get some starts this year for me. You're going to have guys. And look, I would even be willing to potentially bring Syndergaard back on the right type of deal, you know, especially another year removed from the surgery. Who knows if he gets a little more velocity back? Like, I don't hate it. The point is, I'm looking at those type of guys and getting at least one or two of those to kind of buff that up. But if I have Rodon, Wheeler and Nola, or I should say Wheeler, Rodon and Nola at the top of the rotation, and Ranger is my four. I mean, I feel I feel so good about that. And then you're waiting for Painter to come at the end of the season. So it's really just kind of getting through. But I'm signing one of those guys along with Falter to help me get through. I think you're going to need those starts as the season goes on. So then the question is, and look, I know that I'm leaving myself a little open on the lineup side of things. Like maybe you can find a cheap guy who can give you a bats, especially while Harper's out. But I'm going to bank on Castellanos being better, on Turner coming in and being awesome, and then that lineup just being able to get through, even with the Matons and whoever coming up, Sosa, those guys playing, you know, somewhat meaningful innings throughout the early part of the season as Harper gets back and all that. I'm good with that. I'm spending the rest of my assets on pitching here. So it's Turner and then the staff and the rotation, you know, the bullpen. So I've got my starters taken care of. So now I got to get to the bullpen. And this is where I'm trying to save money. I have to sign one reliever, I feel like, and then I'm trading for two, and then I feel like my bullpen's set. I have, you know, Sir Anthony Alvarado, Brogdon, Bilotti. I think those guys are all there, and you feel good about them. So then I'm going to sign one guy. I'm going to sign my lefty. My lefty that I'm getting off the market, then I'm trading for two righties. Look, if I can get Taylor Rogers cheap, I would sign him. He's coming off a really bad year, but he's a really good pitcher and he's got a lot of big outs and he's closed before. I don't think he'll be cheap enough for me, but if I can get him, I will. Like Taylor Rogers, I think is a guy I would bet on. He's only 31. He's been really good and just kind of had a weird year after getting traded to Milwaukee and, you know, struggled a little early on. So I'm trying to get Taylor Rogers. If that doesn't work out, and again, my perfect offseason, I get Taylor Rogers. So that's my official guy. But if not, how about a Matt Moore one-year contract, Jack? Wow. What do you think about bringing Matt Moore was great as a lefty reliever in Texas. He was really good. And for 1 year, $5 million, $4 million, something like that, $6 million, maybe, I don't think it's going to be that much. Honestly, I think it'll be like $4 or $5 million. And that's it. That's fine. I think that's fine. I think that's the kind of guy you bring in and take a shot on.
And he threw a no-hitter in one of his last starts.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. any chance you can bring back a guy that once threw a no-hitter for the Phillies, you got to do it. You know, they never did it with Cole, which I thought was disrespectful. Are you signing Cole this offseason too? I mean, it seems like he wants at least one more shot at it.
Yeah, right. One more shot.
One more go around. Come on.
On our show.
Hold on. Real question. Who would you rather sign? Darren Sproles as a punt returner for the playoff run for the Eagles or Cole Hamels just for the sake of it?
Sproles is without a doubt. Wow. He's not a question. Don't you think? I mean, I like Cole and stuff, but come on, man. He hasn't pitched in a year and a half or whatever. I mean, I think we're good.
All right.
Plus the Eagles need a punt returner way more than the Phillies need a you know, innings eater seventh starter or whatever, right?
Yeah. I mean,
Gailey Falter is better than Cole Hamels right now. I'll say it. I'm sorry, Cole. It's nothing personal.
Bold take. Bold take.
Yeah. All right. So that's my lefty reliever. I will say I made two trades here because I thought this is where I cut myself off and I said, all right, I can't spend any money. At this point, I might not be in the second luxury tax, but I'm approaching it. I'm around there.
I'm sure you are. Yeah.
I'm probably close to it. Depends how much I pay for the starters, but it's not insane. So that's why I made these two trades instead of, you're like, look, set these spin rates out there. There are guys who I would have liked to put in a perfect offseason.
Just please, for the sake of me, don't put Adam Ottavino in this. Like,
I'm making two trades. I'm not signing any more guys. It's two trades, but I'm giving up some legit capital
in these trades. Okay.
So should I go for the smaller one or the bigger one? I'll go for the smaller one first.
I
think this would get it done. I'm trading Johan Rojas to the Indians or the Guardians.
Guardians, please.
For Karinachak. I don't know how to say it. James Karinachak. Like, he's kind of like fifth or sixth on their depth chart now. He's nasty. He's awesome. Like, the dude's really good. Or one of their guys. Like, Stepan, if they would trade me him or Stepan or whatever, I would trade for him. Like, I'm targeting a team like the Indians that have a lot of good young bullpen arms, guys that are under $1 million this year. And I'm trading for one of those guys. Johan Rojas is blocked here. What's the long-term? Maybe I can get two relievers off the Indians for him or something like that. But I think that's the type of team that would be willing to take a young outfielder with a lot of promise for a bullpen piece that they think they could easily replace. Is it too much? Am I giving it? Is it too much or too little to get back little. For Rose?
First of all, I think you're underselling Karinchak a little bit.
He's nasty.
It depends.
You're saying I'm underselling him. You're saying he's better than I'm saying.
Yes.
So you're saying he would cost more than Rojas. But they have so many guys. They have so many guys.
Yeah, but like they're not that close to free agency.
No.
And I need to know if he's on Spider Attack or not. If he's using Spider Attack, I'd be more in on the trade. If he's not using Spider Attack, like no shot, because he got sent to AAA when he was the Spider Attack.
Well, that's why I thought. But then he came back and pitched all right after. So like that's why I thought
because he figured out a way to
fine. Fine, whatever. Dude, that works.
It would cost like Johan plus. Like
okay, so Johan plus. All right.
Johan
so
maybe, plus like yeah.
Plus like what? How much? You think it's like a lot?
Like McGarry, honestly.
Oh, see, I was gonna trade McGarry in my other trade.
It's okay, well give me the other trade.
I was gonna trade McGarry plus for Felix Bautista.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's 28, so he's a little older. The Orioles are certainly always looking to trade a reliever for a potential starter. And you know, he's the 6 years or 5 years of team control left. He's 28, you know.
I know, but don't you think their window's now though? Like I think the Orioles could sign Correa this offseason.
You think the Orioles are going for it?
Yeah, of course they're going for it. Hold on, they were like in the wild card run last year.
I know they were, but they traded guys at the deadline, even though they traded their closer when they were in it at the deadline.
Hold on, they traded Mancini and whatever, but
they traded Jorge Lopez.
Yeah, I mean, Bautista was
yeah, but still, Jorge Lopez was their closer. Like, he was still pitching.
I know, and that kind of killed them. But at the same time, like, I mean, I think their window's now. Like, I'd be surprised if they moved him. Like, I don't think they're like the Guardians or Rays where they just trade people just because like whatever. But I mean, listen, I would.
Guardians are better, even better last year, and they would.
I would trade this podcast for Bautista. I gotta be honest with you.
Oh, I was thinking Mick, but I was like, is that too much for Bautista? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So I'm trading, and look, maybe it's not those specific guys, but I'm willing to give up Rojas and Griff to get two controllable relievers who I think are going to be good for the next 3-4 years for this team at a fair price to even out the money I spent in other places. And there it is.
Okay.
That's my offseason. How'd I do? Okay. I took it pretty seriously.
You did. The trade values were a tad off.
They were off. I know. That's why I never do trades in these. All right. So I need to give up a lot more for each of those guys is what you're implying.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Guess what, Jack? Give it up.
You're getting Trey Turner anyway.
Trade whoever. Who cares? Go win the World Series. There you go.
There you go.